It's Monday, April 20th, and welcome to Higher IQ. Right now, as you're listening to this, billions of birds are in the air above North America, flying north. Spring migration is underway, and the scale of it is almost impossible to comprehend. An Arctic tern born this summer will eventually fly from the Arctic to the Antarctic and back, a round trip of roughly 60,000 miles every year for a lifespan that can exceed 30 years. A black pole warbler, weighing less than a ballpoint pen, will fly non-stop over the open Atlantic for 3 days straight. And a juvenile cuckoo, raised by foster parents of a completely different species, will navigate to Central Africa on its first migration without ever having been shown the way. The question that ornithologists have been trying to answer for over half a century is deceptively simple. How do they know where to go? The answer involves quantum physics, stellar cartography, and a protein in the bird's eye that may allow it to literally see the Earth's magnetic field. Birds navigate using multiple systems layered on top of each other, and they switch between them depending on conditions. During the day, many species use a sun compass. They track the sun's position relative to the horizon and compensate for its movement throughout the day using an internal circadian clock. When researchers shifted captive birds' internal clocks by altering their light-dark cycles, the birds misinterpreted the sun's position and flew in the wrong direction by a predictable amount. The clock and the sun work together. At night, which is when most songbirds migrate, they switch to the stars. In the 1960s, researchers placed migratory birds inside planetariums and found that the birds oriented themselves based on the rotation of the night sky around the North Star. They weren't memorizing individual constellations. They were identifying the center of stellar rotation and using it as a fixed reference point. When the researchers shifted the projected sky so that a different star appeared to be the center of rotation, the birds adjusted their orientation to match. Some species navigate by smell. Seabirds called Scopely's shearwaters were fitted with GPS trackers, and half of them had their sense of smell temporarily blocked. Over land, both groups navigated fine. Over the open ocean, the birds that couldn't smell became disoriented. They were using airborne chemical signatures, things like the smell of land, plankton, and ocean chemistry, to build an olfactory map of the featureless sea. But the navigation system that has consumed the most research and produced the most astonishing findings is magnetoreception, the ability to detect the Earth's magnetic field. Since the 1960s, experiments have shown that birds alter their orientation when the magnetic field around them is manipulated. They have an internal compass. The question was how it works. The leading theory involves a protein called cryptochrome 4, found in the retinas of migratory birds' eyes. When blue light hits the protein, it triggers a chemical reaction that produces two molecules called a radical pair, each containing an unpaired electron. These unpaired electrons are quantum mechanically entangled, meaning their behavior is linked in ways that classical physics can't explain. The orientation of the Earth's magnetic field affects how these entangled electrons behave, which in turn affects the chemical output of the reaction, which in turn affects what the bird sees. Scientists believe that this process may overlay a pattern on the bird's visual field, something like shifting color gradients or patches of light and shadow that changes depending on which direction the bird is facing relative to magnetic north. The bird doesn't feel the magnetic field the way you feel wind on your skin. It sees it, layered on top of its normal vision, like a heads-up display built into its eyes. In 2021, researchers published a study in Nature showing that cryptochrome 4 from European robins, a migratory species, responded to magnetic fields in laboratory conditions. The same protein from non-migratory chickens and pigeons showed little response, suggesting that evolution may have fine-tuned the protein specifically for navigation. This is one of the very few confirmed examples of quantum biology, a quantum mechanical process operating at the scale of a living organism. The bird's eye is running a quantum computation to determine which direction is north. All of this is remarkable enough for adult birds that have made the journey before. But the deeper mystery is how juvenile birds navigate on their first migration. In 1958, the Dutch ornithologist Albert Perdek conducted one of the most important displacement experiments in the history of migration research. He captured European starlings during their autumn migration through the Netherlands and transported them to Switzerland, hundreds of miles south of their normal route. Then he released them and tracked where they went. The adult birds corrected their course. They recognized they were in the wrong place and adjusted, heading northwest toward their usual wintering grounds in northern France and England. The juveniles did not correct. They continued flying in their innate direction, southwest, which carried them to southern France and Spain, places their species doesn't normally winter. The adults had a map. The juveniles had only a compass and a set of instructions. Fly this direction for this long. Subsequent research has confirmed that juvenile migratory birds operate on something like a genetic program, an inherited sense of which compass direction to fly and approximately how far. This is called vector navigation. The young bird doesn't know where it's going in any conscious sense. It has an internal instruction set that says, fly southwest for 2,000 miles, and it follows that program using its magnetic and celestial compasses. Over time, through experience, the bird builds a genuine cognitive map, learning landmarks, smells, and geographic features that allow it to navigate flexibly. But the first trip is flown on autopilot, guided by DNA. The cuckoo makes this even more extreme. Cuckoos are brood parasites. They lay their eggs in the nests of other species and leave. The chick is raised by foster parents of a completely different species that may not even migrate. When autumn comes, the juvenile cuckoo, which has never met another cuckoo, navigates alone to wintering grounds in Central Africa. It has no parental guidance, no flock to follow, no experienced bird to learn from. Everything it needs to make the journey, the direction, the distance, the timing, is encoded in its genes. The scale of migration is worth sitting with for a moment. An estimated 5 billion birds migrate in and out of North America every year. The bar-tailed godwit holds the record for the longest non-stop flight, over 7,000 miles from Alaska to New Zealand without landing, eating, or sleeping, a journey that takes about 9 days. The birds bulk up before departure, nearly doubling their body weight with fat reserves, and their internal organs actually shrink during the flight to reduce weight. When they arrive, they are barely more than feathers and bone. We build satellites, GPS networks, and navigation apps that drain our phone batteries in an afternoon. The global positioning system required 24 satellites, decades of development, and billions of dollars in government funding. A bird with a brain smaller than a walnut integrates quantum mechanics, stellar astronomy, solar geometry, olfactory chemistry, and an inherited genetic program to fly thousands of miles to a place it has never been and arrives at the same tree its parents used the year before. We're still not entirely sure how, and this system wasn't designed by anyone. It was built by natural selection, one generation at a time, over millions of years. Every bird flying overhead right now is running navigation software that evolution has been debugging since the age of dinosaurs. So if this comes up in conversation, here's how to think about it. Birds navigate using at least four distinct systems: a sun compass calibrated by an internal clock, a star compass based on the rotation of the night sky, an olfactory map built from airborne chemical signatures, and a quantum compass in their eyes that may allow them to see the Earth's magnetic field as a visual overlay. Juvenile birds on their first migration have never made the trip before and often travel without their parents, navigating on a genetic program that tells them which direction to fly and how far. The bar-tailed godwit flies over 7,000 miles nonstop. The Arctic tern flies 60,000 miles a year. And right now, above you, billions of them are in the air, finding their way with instruments that science is only beginning to understand. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.